it's much more complex, Donal, where a farmer has designated land, that which means there's a lot of actions he can't carry out without, first of all, getting permission from the National Parks and Wildlife Service, and also, in the case of erecting fencing, actually getting planning permission from his local authority before he can go ahead with it. So it's not very simple, and it's not just a case of going out and deciding to do a bit of work on your farm. You just can't do that.
And we know that planning permission can be very expensive, and in some cases, you're saying farmers can face substantial costs.
Yeah, well, it's very topical at the moment, Donald, because the Minister for Agriculture announced last week that the TAMS grant scheme for fencing is now active for farmers. So there is actually a grant available to farmers to put up a new fence at the moment. But any farmer who has designated land is facing huge difficulties, because he actually has to apply for planning permission before he's able to erect the fence. And in some cases, that can actually cost as much as what it will cost to erect the fence.
And we know, too, that planning permission by its very nature can be bureaucratic and can take quite a lot of time to actually secure and complete.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's not simple. It takes a minimum of 3 months, and it does need professional help, where the farmer actually has to pay somebody to draw up the planning permission. And it's not guaranteed that it will actually get planning permission either. That in some cases, we've had farmers spent thousands applying for planning permission and have been turned down for various reasons. So it's something we feel farmers have had a designation imposed on their land, and they have no choice about that. And we feel that this is an added burden to them now, that it's difficult enough to farm designated land, because there's a lot of notifiable actions. You can't even go out and spread a bag of fertilizer. You can't even go out and cut grass in some cases without actually getting permission first. So this is another layer that is adding costs to farmers again.
And INHA planning to meet with Minister Michael Creed later this week to raise this and other issues with him.
Yeah, well, we actually met with the minister last week about the new sheep scheme that he's talking about introducing to try and make sense and see exactly what's going on with that. And this is a side issue that we have also brought up with him, and we will be continuing to talk to him about it. When we mentioned to him last week, he didn't really seem to be totally aware of the situation. So hopefully that when we make him aware, maybe there's something can be done.